Waking up in Cork.
It's the first show of 2025.
Oh, I'm rusty this morning,
that's
lads.
Okay.
I'm telling you. It'll be a much better show tomorrow, I promise you. Just trying, and then probably not. I've said it before and I'll say it again, and I know people are going to roll their eyes. Irish weather, yes, it rains a lot, but I think Irish weather, it's okay.
We're all right here, fun. Really.
Like, I mean, we don't get minus 30 degrees, or we don't get like 44 degrees in the summer. We're nicely nestled in between. The extremities aren't extreme.
Yeah.
But what is it about a little bit of snow and a bit of frost where the whole place goes
into panic mode.
Does. But do you know what spreads a lot of this? I think people get into big WhatsApp groups and there's a lot of fear mongering going on, saying this is going to be lethal, we're going to be wiped out. Like, you couldn't get a grape in Dunn's the other day. The whole place was cleaned out.
And
across every shop. Who's this Mr. McKenna lad?
Oh yeah, he's on Instagram. I saw this yesterday. I thought it was very funny. He's a Dublin lad, but he went into the supermarket and he just couldn't believe his eyes, and this is what he had to say.
What's his name? Aidan McKenna?
Aidan McKenna. He's on Instagram, yeah.
Look at these absolute selfish lunatics, lads. What are you doing here, like, you know? Like, it's a little bit of frost, like. What is wrong with you? What are you doing, freezing the milk there for some other day, like, is it? Like, what is it about bread and meat and... At least the toilet paper is safe, anyway. The stacks of toilet paper down there this time. Stop being lunatics, please, will you? Like, you know what I mean? It's only a bit of weather. We've had it our whole entire lives. Leave us all a bit of food, please. Like, we're starving here.
It's true.
Do we need to bring in... I mean, they did it with Guinness in London over the Christmas, where they brought in rations.
Yeah.
You're only allowed to have a certain amount.
I think they will have to do that here eventually.
Because I've seen somebody coming out of Dunn's in Carrigaline. I'm not joking here. They had 15 loaves of bread and about 9 litres of milk. I mean, it was like we were going to have a nuclear holocaust or something going on.
That's a lot of sandwiches.
Now, maybe in their defence, they were going, you know, doing sandwiches for a pub or something, but it looked like they were heading home.
Yeah,
and then
straight into the shed.
I'm just saying.
We're going to have to do something, lads.
Like, how much toast are you eating? Like,
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
We can't have toast now until Friday week because of the shortage. It's ridiculous. Anyway, the man to deal with it coming up after 9 o'clock. Prendeville is here for his first show of 2025 on Red FM. Hang on. Red FM
Breakfast. With Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. Can you hear me?
Cork's good times. This is Red FM. It's Monday morning. It's 6:27. Welcome back, everybody. I'm just trying to find out what all the buttons do here.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that this morning, isn't
it?
Just
a bit,
you know. We'll get through it.
Day one.
Yeah. I have none of my stuff printed up. I'm all over the camp, lads.
Right.
It's a right mess in here already, and I've only been in here for half an hour. You should see the state of the place.
I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
I hear you, I know, but it's been...
We're not carrying that over from last year, are we?
So, beg your pardon? Why do you keep randomly saying that? I don't know. I don't know.
You're such a... Langer.
You make Langer sound so cultured, don't you? You're Langer. You're a Langer, darling.
Oh, was that the snowball incident?
When I hit you on the back of the head.
When you hit me on the side of the face, you mean?
Oh, sorry, took the glasses off you.
Glasses clean off.
One of the greatest moments of my life.
Hoo-ah!
It was indeed. That was Craig David. Someone was wondering, lads, why did Craig David get lampooned so much?
Yeah.
From another David. Morning, Dave. Happy New Year, buddy. I don't know, did he ever really recover from Bo Selecta?
That's what it was, you know. It was Bo Selecta. It was the absolute ruination of him.
But what was, like, what did your man, Keith Lemon, it is Keith Lemon, isn't it?
It is Keith Lemon, yeah.
What did he see in Craig David that, you
I
know,
don't know. But he turned him into Lionel Richie in that Bo
really
Selecta,
did.
Didn't he?
He annihilated him.
I don't know what it is about Craig David. It's something about that song as well. It's the Days of the Week one.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then, what you call her from the Spice Girls, Mel.
Yeah.
She got an awful roasting.
Did she?
Ooh, me move. It's banging out right, Pong. Like, if you're famous and you're a celebrity and you're... in the music industry, and then you start to get lampooned like that.
Yeah.
Do you A, go to a solicitor, or do you lean into it and start sharing all the clips?
I don't know.
I think the lean into it is the only way to go.
Well, it depends how bad it is.
Ooh, me move. It was pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Do you know?
Can you give me some updates on the roads?
The roads, well...
In the style of Mel from... Mel B.
Mel B.
Right, love. The corner by Cove Hospital up to the Londis in the Spa is like glass.
Like glass.
It's like glass.
Ooh, glass on me ass.
The cork side of it is Shannon is fairly slippery. Liberty Hill out past the viaduct is covered in ice.
Oh my God. Red FM's Cash Machine. That's it. Mel B is now officially on traffic for 2025.
I've got to tell you, in the last 2 weeks, the last thing I thought I'd be standing here doing on our first day back was an impression of Mel B whilst reading.
Doing Cork Road traffic updates. And why not? Ooh, it's right busy. Let me have a look here and let me open up the cash machine. Right, it's January. If you stick your ATM card into the machine and press check balance, what noise does it make?
Yeah, it coughs. It coughs back at you, lads.
Dust and cobwebs. Today, I would like to invite you to a jackpot of €75,000 on the nose.
Tasty.
And it's going to go on the 10th, in 4 days from now, on Friday. Kira's going to make that phone call on the Red FM cash machine. And it's a guaranteed amount of money. And it's a guaranteed winner, which means we will keep going until we find somebody. The first massive jackpot of 2025 is €75,000 on Cash Machine. So if you want to play and get your name in the draw, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost £2.50. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and the T's and C's right now are at redfm.ie if you want more information. Like, that was single-handedly the quickest Christmas ever.
It was very fast.
It's just boom, it's done, it's over.
I know.
It was Christmas Eve. We were walking out of here going, yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, everybody.
And that's it.
And here we go. I was up in the Wild West. I was up in Mayo.
Yeah.
So it was my mum's 70th birthday.
Oh, how's Mammy?
She's old.
Well, don't say that.
She's old as the hills.
She's not old. She's mature.
Jesus.
She's mature.
She was at the official opening of Newgrange, that woman.
Was she drinking out of the hairbrush?
No, she didn't bring her hairbrush with her. No. Surprisingly enough, actually.
That would have been the perfect excuse.
So we had a surprise 70th birthday party for her, which we'd been planning for months and months, and we walked her in the door. The hassle, trying to get her to a venue that she's never been in before.
Yeah.
And then everyone is playing along going, oh, we're all going to Paul's 45th birthday, or whatever.
Yeah.
We sold her some lie anyway. Yeah. So listen, we'll pop in here for a quick drink. And all her buddies were in there. Aww. All her friends. I'd say everyone that lives in the neighbourhood was there as well.
That's lovely, Casey.
She had an amazing night. And good. I think she's still out.
with the hairbrush.
Yeah, my mum bought this magic hairbrush that you bring to music festivals. It's not a hair... It functions as a hairbrush.
Yeah.
But then you screw off the top and you can put
water in it.
Half a litre of holy water into it,
yes,
if you want.
Yes.
And she's fond of bringing the hairbrush out.
She's always bringing the hairbrush out everywhere she goes.
Do you know that when I told everyone about the hairbrush thing, about mum's hairbrush, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago on the show, I was telling you that mum got a present of a vodka hairbrush, we called them.
It's so funny.
That morning they sold out on Amazon.
You told me that. That is unbelievable.
People were messaging and going, half an hour after we announced that the hairbrush vanished.
It was so good.
Completely sold out. So I think half of Cork, mostly women, you've all gone for the old mysterious hairbrush. Not good for publicans, by the way. Publicans hate that hairbrush.
I'd say they do.
Don't be bringing it into your local pub. Music festivals only. All right. We're on the way to news at 7 o'clock. Hang on there. I want to tell you what's going on with doggies. Dogs take their problems to bed at night and they stay up all night worrying about their issues.
Oh my God, how cute is that? I mean, it's not cute, it's sad, but you know.
Big news on the Michael Collins movie. That is coming up for you in a moment as well. And I've loads of other little bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Plus, this morning on the show, I want to talk about when the kids threw you under the bus. You were out in public, the kids said something and they absolutely destroyed you. and they did it in front of all of your friends or some random strangers. I have a brilliant clip to play you about a woman who was in the shower. She was bringing her 3-year-old to school, and the 3-year-old blurted something out to the neighbour about what's going on mum's front bum. Let's go! Red FM breakfast.
With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.
Happy New Year, Rory.
Yes, sound.
Lovely. Oh, Jesus, come on, don't be
a... way just goes.
He's such a cranky arse this morning.
What's wrong with you?
It's a Monday for a start.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. We haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Are you alive?
Just
are
about.
You breathing air?
Somehow.
Are the kids healthy?
Yes.
No problems in life.
Well.
No problems in life. Everything is fine. We have to do this work thing. It's like, you know.
Bro, you've got a head like a busted sofa this morning. He has, though. Look at him.
Oh.
He's rubbing his eyes. It's someone yanked him out of bed.
Just what was it? He sent me a meme on WhatsApp there. And it's a fella drinking a cup of coffee in an office. Great. Another year of pretending to love this job that I hate.
Oh, it's Rory.
You're living the dream, kid.
Living the kid.
All right. Speaking of all things kid-related, have the kids ever thrown you under the bus?
Literally or figuratively?
Figuratively and literally.
No.
Have they said something in front of strangers which made you want the ground to open and swallow you?
I'm sure they have. Mine have, I'd say.
Yeah. Have a listen to this lady. She's got a 3-year-old.
I have a 3-year-old daughter. So I often have a shower with her, and she asks questions about body parts and what things are called, and I tell her, have a shower this morning. Take her downstairs, put her shoes on, get outside. One of the men that I do see quite regularly is walking his dog, and he waves to Olive and says, good morning, and Olive says, good morning. I lift Olive up to put her into the car seat, so she's facing towards the man who is walking past with his dog, and she yells, Mummy has a hairy front bottom. But what I hear is him say, sorry, lovely, and I think, shall I put my hand over your mouth? What do I do? He never turned around. I didn't make eye contact with him. There was no other words that came out of that man's mouth. He was gone by the time I turned around. Do I need to move house?
Okay, that is...
Oh, no!
That's the question.
Yeah.
Does she need to move house?
Probably be easier, wouldn't it?
There's about 5,000 comments under it, and most people are saying, just pack up and go.
Yeah, because she's going to bump into him again, isn't she?
Front bum. Is that what parents... Front bum.
Do we need to give you a little anatomy lesson here, do we?
No, but like...
Do we?
Call it its...
Do we need to sit you down?
Call it its biological name.
What's its biological name?
The Fandango.
No, but you're the only person on this planet that calls it that, by the way. The only person.
But it's a nice name for it. Anyway... Happy New Year. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Are we still doing the Happy New Year thing? We've done it now.
Well, I think we should be able to do it until up to the end of the show today. And
I think just
it.
Today, and then we, because it's
just
our first show, it's our first
today.
Show back. I want to make sure that we get our Happy New Year shout outs to everybody.
And it's Women's Little Christmas today, so
the little women.
That.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
It's Nullig Naman.
Yes.
So, ladies, how many of you are heading out on the tear?
That's it. It's a bit weird on a Monday night, isn't it?
Very strange.
I think most people did it at the weekend.
You had your Saturday night out.
Yeah, I think
now,
so, yeah.
Now, weird, like, I'm not, like, you want equality, you want all of this, no problem, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Where's our night out?
I don't know.
Where do we get to get the lads together?
You're genuinely peeved about that, aren't you?
I'm very
you really
vexed.
Think there should be a men's little Christmas.
So, traditionally, women's little Christmas, or little women's...
Tiny little women's Christmas. Hello, we're the little women.
Love the little munchkins going into town.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Have you always said it like that? You have, haven't you?
It's for little women.
No, it's women's little Christmas.
Yeah, well, absolutely. If you have a night on the town, well, you know, we're sitting at home with the kids now.
You have plenty of nights on the town.
This is true.
The men have plenty of nights on the town. This is for, and it is, you could say that it is slightly sexist, but this comes from, you know, a time before.
Yeah.
When the women...
Did all the cooking and then planning.
Yeah, now
and
I know
get it.
It's more of a shared experience now, but I do still think we wrap loads of stuff.
Can lads go out dressed as women tonight?
If you want.
All right, there you go. That's what we're doing, lads.
Knock yourself out, Casey.
Break out those size 12 high heels and let me go for it. Anyway, I declare the last weekend in January men's weekend.
Men's
starts on a Friday, ends on a Monday evening.
Why is it the last weekend in January?
It's payday, a few bob in the bank.
Yeah.
So we can vanish for 4 days, lads. It's official.
No, hang on a second, 4 days.
Good luck to you.
We're only talking about a bottomless brunch here.
All right. Yeah, and coming home bottomless as well. Dua Lipa is worth 120 million quid.
God.
She had another money spitting year, according to the latest accounts. I love the way they can dip into people's bank accounts like this and have a look.
I know, yeah.
29 years young, the global superstar was worth 6 million just 7 years ago. And she's now got a tasty 120 net worth.
She was spotted with what over the weekend?
Gold teeth.
No.
I don't know what.
You're going to have to guess.
A new boo?
No.
New boo? Or
no.
Bow?
No.
A boob job.
I'm not going to tell you.
A dog.
I'm not going to tell you.
Why would you ask me a question like that?
I don't know. I just think it's funny to have you guessing for ages.
What was she spotted with? A wedding engagement ring.
Yeah, massive diamond. Big massive diamond. I think she's going out with your man Callum Scott. I want to say Callum Scott. He's an actor, an English actor. And she's been spotted with a massive diamond on the ring finger. But you know the way, sometimes they kind of do that just to, you know,
wind people up
a bit. So we'll see. But anyway,
well done, Mr. Lipa incoming. Across Ireland, pubs and nightclubs are collapsing and struggling. And if clubs don't stop closing, one trade group predicts by the end of the decade, there'll be almost nowhere left for us to sing Mr. Brightside at 3 o'clock in the morning and get, you know, wobbled into a gutter. Higher labour costs, tighter planning, more noise complaints are the reason that clubs and pubs are shutting down at an incredible rate.
Yeah.
And they're closing all over the place. And as well, there's a whole generation of people that aren't going to the bars anymore.
And also, I think the late pub has become really popular as opposed to a separate nightclub.
Spending 15 quid to get into a club or whatever.
Stay in the same place and carry on till 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Crane Lane type stuff.
Oh, I gotta love the Crane Lane.
So anyway, trends towards young sobriety will hold true for the next 10 years. They're saying that more and more pubs and places are going to shut down. Coffee shops at night are flying because people are going to, instead of going out. It's gym culture. It's Instagram gym culture
is
hugely part of that. Dogs have nightmares and dreams about their problems. This is what they say. A study published by the Royal Society of Scientific Journal found that our furry four-legged friends struggle to nod off because of the troubles they have in their lives.
That's got to be one of the cutest stories I've ever heard.
If they haven't been told that day that they're a good boy, or they haven't had their head rubbed, or somebody's been mean to them, they stay up at night thinking about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Sitting there. And then when they bury a bone and they don't know where the bone is, this is the major problems they have in their life. While they're sitting there in their lovely basket in a nice warm house getting fed for free.
To be a dog.
To be a doggy. If you could, you would, wouldn't you?
Oh, bless him.
And I've tried, I can't reach.
You just stick your tongue out for there, Casey.
If you could, you would.
Yeah.
And Michael Collins fans, the Michael Collins movie is now available for free on the YouTube channel Warner Brothers. They put it up a couple of days ago. The full Michael Collins movie with Liam Neeson, Aidan Quinn, Stephen Ray, Alan Rickman, the late
Alan Rickman's in it.
And Julia Roberts is in there.
Wow. Have you seen it?
Oh, it's amazing. I've seen it about 20 times.
I know you have. You're a massive Michael Collins fan.
It's my Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's up there for free on YouTube if you're looking for something good to watch. You know, January's all about the telly, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Sitting in, broke, hungry. Yeah. Telly time. 7:44 in the morning, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM Morning.
Six VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Showbiz time, and it's Colin Farrell's big night last night, the Golden Globes. He picked up a Penguin Award. Well, if you haven't seen The Penguin yet, it's on now. You can stream the whole thing. And the beautiful thing about this, if you haven't gone to The Penguin, you don't have to wait week after week like I did to watch it. But it was so
it's
good.
It's all there now.
It's all there for you to binge on now. But a brilliant show.
Yeah.
Thought it was superb. And it's very, very hard to believe Farrell is Farrell in this because of the...
I don't even think it sounds like him. Like, when I was watching it, I was trying to look for anything that would hint that it was Colin Farrell. Nothing.
The only thing you will get that's anywhere close is the brown eyes. But you have
you're right, actually. But you have to,
He doesn't have his big, bleeding, bushy eyebrows.
No, you're just There's no way you would think it was him.
And his accent's superb. Yeah. He's like real Brooklyn kind of New York gangster.
He's just so good at it. So it was the 82nd Golden Globes last night in LA. As we said, Colin Farrell won Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series, Anthology Series or a Motion Picture Made for Television for his role in The Penguin. Here is some of his acceptance.
No one to thank on this one. I did it all by myself. Just a raw, pared away performance. 35, 34, too many people to thank. You all know it takes a village, whether it's on the small screen or the big screen. I'm here on the backs of the talent of so many people through the years. Maybe this one more than others because of Mike Marino, who designed the makeup, and his extraordinary makeup team. All it took was 3 hours in the chair in the morning. I drank black coffee, listened to 80s music, and I became a canvas for that team's brilliance. I'd like to thank Lauren Lefranc, Kristen Milioti, genius. Thanks so much. The whole cast, and I guess it's prosthetics from here on out. Lauren Lefranc, our showrunner, running her mouth off every day by the monitor. Extraordinary, her and her team of amazing writers. My fellow nominees, Andrew, who I did my first film with 25, 30 years ago. You can't even find it on Betamax. It doesn't exist. But we go back that far, and all my fellow nominees, Ewan and Kevin and Richard, wherever you are, Richard, man, you broke my heart with your work this year. Thanks, everyone. Golden Globe, thanks as well, yeah. Whoever else I forgot, I do apologise. You know what you mean to me. Carolina, God bless you. She kept the whole crew going. She's craft service. See you.
There you go.
So the other big winners of the night were Wicked, the Hulu series, Shogun, Baby Reindeer, and Hacks. And of course, he was up against a fellow Irish nominee, Andrew Scott, for
he
that
was
award.
Indeed, yeah. Well done, Carl.
Sounds like they're great friends, and I'd say it was a great night. It was actually Nikki Glaser who was hosting.
Okay.
She's an American comedian, so I'm sure that's usually on television tonight. It'll probably be on television tonight, RTE maybe.
Very good.
Yeah. Stephen Gerrard's going to be a granddad. He's 44.
Okay.
That's fairly young, isn't it?
Very much.
His eldest daughter, Lily, has announced that she's having a baby with her. The baby's father is Lee Byrne. They've been dating since 2022. Lee's father is Liam Byrne, who's the head of the Kinahan gang.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. So at least we know who the next of kin is.
That's very true. Okay. Phoebe from Friends, actress Lisa Kudrow, has been chatting to Conan O'Brien. It was over the weekend. She was talking about what it's like watching Friends since Matthew Perry passed away. It's kind of sad, but it's kind of nice as well what she says. Have a listen to this.
After Matthew died, I could start watching the show again because it wasn't about me. It had to do with him. I have spent at times since he died all day long watching the show.
You started doing that show and you called me up and you were raving about
Matthew.
About Matthew.
Yes.
And you were saying he's so funny.
Shooting those titles in the fountain was a nightmare. It was very late at night. We'd done, I think, 500 takes of unmotivated dancing. And Matthew, and they said, we're going to do one more take. And he said, one more? Okay. Can't remember a time I wasn't in a fountain.
Yeah.
Funny guy. It's nice to hear her talking like that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, she sounds a bit more pepped up, doesn't she?
Yeah, that she said it's nice that it's not too hard for her to watch it.
Hoo-ah! I want 2025 to be a year of learning.
Oh.
All right? I want us to have the best educational year where we pick up loads of pointless and useless facts.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Phenomenal facts or fabricated fiction. You decide.
So I want you to work together on these, okay? You ready?
Okay.
I'm going to give you some facts. Dig into them.
Right.
Is it a phenomenal fact or fabricated fiction?
Okay, go.
Okay, Queen Elizabeth was trained as a mechanic. She worked on military vehicles and transporter engines.
I know the answer to this.
Oh?
Do you want me to tell you?
I would have said it's true because, like, don't they all do, like, military service?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You locking in fact?
Yeah, locking in fact.
Imagine going into Lizzie to get the car service and the old... You wouldn't change the oil filters there, Lizzie, would you?
The brakes were not there, last kid. Thanks.
Does one have Revolut?
It's a fact. Well done.
One prefers cash.
She was lethal when it came to stripping engines.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. Phenomenal fact or fabricated fiction. Flies drink alcohol when they're romantically frustrated. Basically, when they're hitting on lady flies.
And it, all.
I was going to say, that's not flies.
Flies drink alcohol when they're romantically frustrated. What's your thoughts?
What do you think? They are attracted to wine, and mm-hmm. they are. Yeah. You do see them floating around. But is it because of that, or is it just the smell of it?
So when you're sitting out your back garden and there's a fly in your beard, that fly is romantically frustrated.
Yeah, he's been trying to hit on a lady.
I don't know if I believe that. I think it's more they're attracted to the smell.
Fact or fiction, lads?
Fiction. I think fiction.
Yeah.
Fiction. We're locking in fiction.
Oh. The male fruit fly will try and court the female by nuzzling her nether regions, tapping on her belly and singing with his wings. If that fails, he drowns his sorrows in booze.
Sounds That's like just me. Men. Yeah.
Do you ever see two flies having a cuddle? It's the funniest thing ever.
To be honest with you, my eyesight isn't good enough to see two flies having a cuddle.
Fly style. It's very funny. Ice cream was invented after an explosion in a milk parlour in Iceland. Fact or fabricated fiction?
What do you think, Rob?
That sounds like...
I don't think it came from Iceland, though. I think it was Italy. Wasn't it Italy or was it America?
So basically a big thing of milk exploded. So how would a thing of milk explode in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's fiction.
Yeah,
what do you
BS.
Think?
Yeah.
Right, we're locking in fiction, Casey.
There was an explosion in a milk parlour and the ice and the milk froze and then someone went, oh, hang on a second. So you're saying, you're right, correct.
Yay!
All right, next one. Baby owls sleep face down because their heads are too heavy for their little bodies.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
They sleep like they face planted into the ground. Fact or fiction?
They do have massive heads.
We've got to go with fact there.
They have enormous noggins, to be fair.
I would love to see a little baby owl sleeping like that.
Google it now. You'll see a baby owl sleeping face down.
There you go.
It is a fact.
Yes.
Victoria, Rory, giraffes were once zebra-like. They were once zebra or zebra creatures, but evolved with longer necks when ground vegetation was wiped out by an asteroid explosion. Oh. Is that fact or fiction?
You can see it, actually, can't you? Because they do kind of look a bit like zebras, but with big mad necks and they're kind of yellow.
Yeah.
So yeah, but how did they become yellow?
Evolution.
Suntan.
Yeah.
So what are you going for?
I'm still think it's fiction. I think they've always been giraffes.
I think it's fiction too. So we're locking in fiction.
Well done, gang.
Yes.
Giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people as well. That's the other interesting little fact that I have.
Little things.
You know, they're closer to the clouds and whatnot. During the production of Toy Story 2, Pixar accidentally deleted the entire movie off their servers, not once, but twice. Is that fact or fiction?
Somebody didn't learn their lesson. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
I do.
Well then, you know.
It's a fact.
It is a fact.
Oh my God.
It's a fascinating documentary on it, actually.
Luckily, the movie was saved on an employee's personal computer, which avoided a $1 billion mistake.
Wow.
There you go. Fact or fiction. One more to go. Identical twins have the same fingerprints.
I know the answer to this.
I think I know the answer to that as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fiction.
It's
isn't
fiction.
It is indeed, yeah.
Everyone has different fingerprints.
They do, yeah.
You can't blame your crimes on your twin after all. This is because of the fact that we all have different fingerprints.
That's right.
Well done.
Person, yeah.
Jesus, lads, I'm telling you.
We were quite good at that, weren't we?
Done, crew.
Huh?
Do we get a prize?
Oh, you do.
What?
Prize of working with me, lads.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
It is 20 past 8. If you just turned on the radio, are we still doing the Happy New Year thing just for a little bit?
We can do it up until the end of the show, I think.
I think so, yeah, because it's our first show back and everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone.
I hope you have a lovely, peaceful, happy, prosperous and very wealthy New Year. And you clean us out on Cash Machine for 75k on Friday.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. We can't be letting people from Waterford on the show. I mean, that's against the rules, isn't it?
Yeah, we can. We can let anyone in.
Just Emer then. Okay, go on, Emer. Happy New Year, Emer. How are we?
Happy New Year.
Emer, down in Dungarvan. How's Wild Dungarvan this morning?
It's actually fine. It's not too bad now at all.
Yeah, you got away with it. Like a lot of Cork. North Cork and bits of West Cork got absolutely lashed out of it. Apparently Kilkenny, you can't see Kilkenny anymore. It's just turned into Iceland. Yeah. It's different parts of the country got belted out of it. Can I ask you a question? Are you a Waterford lady?
I am.
Okay. Can you give me any history behind the Blah and why the Blah is so synonymous with Waterford?
Oh yeah,
I've been looking it up here. That piece of bread. Why is it connected to Waterford?
It's because people just say blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we
know. What if it's people, you ask them a question, they just go blah, 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 blah.
Maybe so. And someone said, I'll make a bit of bread out of it.
It's just famous, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a roll, is it?
It's a gorgeous soft piece of bread, yeah.
Okay, like a bap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice, nice for an old style of sandwich.
Ooh, I'd like to eat one of those now.
If anybody out there can give me the history of the Waterford blah, please, 0868 104 106. In the meantime, a Waterford lady is about to clean out a Cork radio station of a grand. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Eimear, how many days in January?
31.
What was the score of yesterday's Liverpool United game?
2-2.
Who will be the next president of America?
Donald Trump.
What song was the UK Christmas number one just gone?
Last Christmas.
Question number 5. In what movies would you find Captain Jack Sparrow?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
How many kids has Angelina Jolie?
Oh.
It's more than 5. It's less than 8.
6.
We're going for 6. Question 7. King Joffrey was a character in what TV show?
King Joffrey.
He's a Kinsale. He's a Kinsale man, the actor. The man who plays Joffrey in this show.
Pass.
Just something to do with Thrones. Oh. Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Question number 8. What does the acronym SMH stand for?
SMH.
SMH. Yeah. You're doing it right now. You're shaking your head. Shaking my head.
Shaking my head.
Oh, Eimear.
Eimear, first game of 2025. It was always going to be a little bit rusty, but you got you got everything. Yeah, I would have accepted 85 days in January. 2-2 for Liverpool United. Trump, Wham, Pirates of the Caribbean, Angelina Jolie, 6 kids is correct. Game of Thrones for King Joffrey was number 7. Shaking my head was number 8. And we had 2 left, my friend. You'll have to come back and do it again.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so many for listening.
No,
and
thanks very much.
What do you say down there?
Well, she has a €50 voucher for Easy Living.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easy Living Interiors will get you something nice for that. So.
Not bad, so.
Not bad. Sorry. Good luck. Take it easy. Hey,
love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.